Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time to wake on up. Wake up. With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the butcher boy, Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh,
I had my naps timed out, bro.
There's morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Driven into the gap. And nobody's there. And Devers off to the races. And he's going to stop at second. The Giants take the lead. And listen to this crowd.
Dwayne Kuiper on the call. NBC Sports Bay Area. Giants fall to the Cleveland Guardians. Final score 3-2. But it was Devers' day in the Bay. He was introduced a couple hours before that moment right there as Devers goes 2-for-5. At the plate, Joe, as I say good morning to you, Carter, Sam, all you lovely people just getting off work, getting ready for work, getting ready for the week. It is a hump day in the Bay, and hey, what a great show for you. Obviously, we're going to react to all that took place yesterday, the presser, the moment, the ovations, but first and foremost, two hits, a double, an RBI, pretty freaking good. First impression from one Rafael Devers, right?
I thought it was a
you wanted to get the win, but overall, like, that was a good moment for him.
No
great
doubt.
Moment.
I thought it was a banner day for the Giants just in general. And, man, I mean, we'll get to the game. Like, the game was...
There was a lot.
I mean, do you send Junghoo Lee there? Matt Williams, multiple times in the last week or so, there's been some stuff up in the air. I think he gets thrown out. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so, too. But also, and a lot of people are going to go to that play. It was the inning prior for me. You can't get doubled off if you're Casey Schmidt. Like, well, I feel like that was a moment and situation. He was aggressive.
He went too far.
And but, Stephen Kwan, again, scouting report. If you're not going to send him in the ninth inning because of Kwan's arm, you got to be careful. You got to know the personnel.
I'm not trying to cape up for Casey. You're 100% correct. Simultaneously, I think why he was overly aggressive is because he thought that ball might drop and then he'll get thrown out or forced out at third base because of Kwan's arm.
I understand.
They have unbelievable
arms
out there.
Tricky play for sure.
Agreed.
But again, you're getting paid the big league bucks, and you know.
Look, the Giants were the benefactor in the bottom of the, or excuse me, I guess it's the top of the ninth when they threw a guy out at home with the Ramos and
great
that beautiful
play.
Throw and a great play by Porter at the plate. So. There's just so much. I mean, you bunted with Tyler Fitzgerald in like the fourth inning to get guys over to second and third with one out, and you're hoping that you can get a job done. And your catcher, Kisner, comes up, and he's swinging at the first pitch. Mm. And, you know, maybe the scouting report or he's just better at jumping at the first pitch, or scouting report tells him, hey, you want to jump on the first pitch, but you pop up into foul territory, second and third, with one out. I mean, those are the little things of execution that are the difference when you're playing a pretty buttoned-up team in Cleveland.
Real quick, though. We were all feeling it. We were all on our phones, wherever you're watching TV. You knew Devers was going to get to the plate in the ninth.
That was great.
With an opportunity to either have a walk-off or tie the game. We all wanted it so damn bad, right? The fact he did get a single. He did get on base. Like, that was the most important part of it all.
Yes.
And, again, Emmanuel Clase, I don't think he, like, the name cachet is still there. He's not having the season that I think a lot of people, like, expected him to have this season. He does have 15 saves, but he has, like, a 4 ERA. He's not, like, the unstoppable guy that he was for the last couple seasons. But, again, I don't think there is that one unstoppable closer in baseball right now. We saw it with Mason Miller. He's been struggling this year. So the fact that they were able to hit around Clase, I was like, oh, my God. Like, they could win this game off that closer. Like, it would be incredible, but they came up short. Robbie Ray still has a quality start. 6 innings, 5 hits, 3 earned runs.
I thought it wasn't his best.
Wasn't his best.
And I thought that Cleveland was really good at attacking the away stuff.
Yeah.
The guy who hit the triple, who barely had a batting average coming into
Rodriguez.
The game. Yeah. He waited on the like outside breaking ball and drove it to the triple's alley. They had a big hit with a runner in scoring position where they drove it over Fitzgerald's head on an outside pitch. I thought they were really sitting on the outside.
I feel like they hit it in that same spot in triple's alley three times.
I know. So, and Devers did too.
Yeah, right.
And got a double.
There you go. Well, that's another part of the Devers conversation we'll have. But
888-957.
A little chunky. That's all right. 888-957-9570. I like my chunky peanut butter.
All right. I had a bigger takeaway from the game. And look, I'm not here to say that the game itself didn't matter. That's not what I'm saying.
Oh, it does. They're on a 3-game losing streak now. So, yeah.
And you look up at the standings and you're 3.5 back from the Dodgers, yeah. Right? So there's a real element, but I have a bigger take today, and I want to know from the people, 888-957-9570. I'll say it one more time slowly. Call in. If you went to the game yesterday, if you felt like something changed yesterday like I did, or if you completely disagree with me and what I'm about to go, like, I want to hear from you today, Giants fans. 888-957-9570. Here's my big takeaway from yesterday.
Hey,
Giants baseball's back.
Yeah.
Giants baseball's back, and there's something different about Giants baseball and its connection to this city. And I'm going to go on a long soliloquy here, so let me lay this out for the people. When the 49ers are good, we know they're juggernauts. There's a buzz on this city when the Niners are good. We know when the Niners are good on Sunday, nothing moves. It's football. It's different, okay? But the team, even when they were playing at Candlestick, it was in one section of the city, all right? When the Warriors are good, there's a fever in the Bay Area. Steph Curry, there's an electricity. There's no doubt about it. All right? But there's something different about that stadium and that team when they are relevant and good. There's a, how do I put this? There's a hum or a glow from downtown San Francisco and the surrounding neighborhoods. Heck, I remember what this area was before that stadium was even built. You wouldn't walk around downtown. Are you seeing the drone shots? Did you get the vibes? People coming off of Caltrain yesterday to come see Willie Devers. People hopping off of streetcars, hopping off of Muni. It felt like something from 10 years ago. It felt like something pre-COVID. It felt like something pre-fentanyl crisis. It felt like something pre-work from home. I saw a bunch of people that I know and love dying to just be a part of something special at the yard. I saw Barry Bonds yesterday. I saw the Luminaries. I saw Larry Bear. I saw the entire team of the Giants show up to a press conference for a guy who got traded in his prime to the San Francisco Giants, not with a year or two left on his contract, with 7-8 years left. Yesterday was a seminal changing point for this team in this region, in this market, for this community. And there's just something different about that stadium on a day-to-day basis, and the glow and the vibe that you feel just walking around the city, rocking your Giants gear. It's different than the other sports. What that stadium meant to this region in this neighborhood, I don't even know if we'd be in this studio here. I mean, the whole Soma area, Mission Bay, does not exist without that team, that stadium in that area. And so when they get a guy like Devers, and you bring the big guns out, you bring Barry Bonds out, and that is a packed house for a Tuesday night game against the Cleveland Guardians. And anyone and everyone, even if you're not at the game and you're not hopping off a BART or the Muni buses or the streetcars or the Caltrain, you felt like you were missing something big if you didn't tune in on your couch yesterday. There's something about this team. There's something about this city. When it's going good with the Giants, there's a connection to the community that's just on a day-to-day basis different than the other teams. I'm not saying it's more than or greater than. It's just different. And I felt it yesterday for the first time in what felt like a decade. Joe,
I didn't feel this feeling since the Salesforce Tower went up 2017. I haven't felt like this about the Giants. I think it's been a long walk through the desert. We've been waiting for an oasis. We've been waiting for the connection of love. There's something about baseball day to day at that ballpark in this community for us as baseball fans in Northern California. There's just something different. And I'm not saying that they're bigger than the Niners. I'm not saying that anyone on the team is bigger than Steph Curry. We know. I know where they stand. I'm saying the love is back between Giants fans and the Giants team. And to see the buzz at that stadium, and this is why I want to hear from people. I want to hear from you. If you felt inclined to go to the game yesterday, it felt different. When I saw the mayor, when I saw Daniel Lurie, the mayor, in the dugout taking photos with Rafael Devers, I could feel it was different. Now, look, they were wearing City Connect jerseys, and that's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah,
I mean, just put the real uniforms on, for crying out loud. Put the real black and orange on. But there's just something about this team, Joe. I'm telling you, I get the sense when this team is good and those drone shots are coming and the sun is slowly coming down, and you heard Buster talking about it with Krugenkite. The batter's eye, it's really sunny. It was a picturesque San Francisco afternoon in the summer when we never get that. We never get that. It is a changing of the tide. It felt as old school yesterday, San Francisco, as Tadich Grill or the old Clam House or Original Joe's pre-renovation. Mm. It was a throwback day for Giants fans to fall back in love with their team. And when you see Barry Bonds, as Devers is hitting balls into dead center field, into the Kale Garden, into the 415 section, with the Hunter Pence area, all right? You could feel it was different. Did you feel the buzz in the eighth inning? Did you feel the buzz in the ninth inning? No, I know they lost the game. I'm not here to give out Capri Suns and orange slices. I'm telling you, the Giants are back. The city is slowly creeping back from the fentanyl fold. We are. We're slowly coming back. And a day like yesterday made me realize there's still magic in the air. And there's just something special. Y'all could call me some San Francisco homer. Hell yeah, I am. I'm proud of where I'm from. All right? And I love this team again, and I hope you do too. And it felt like yesterday was a turning page for this team, for this organization, for this region. And I just feel like there's a different whiff in the air. And no, it's not urine. No, it's not someone sleeping on the floor. Oh. There's a different whiff, and I'm talking about that. You know what? It ain't no Bammer, all right? Something magical was yesterday, and I felt it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And I feel like the connection between this community and this team is now back. Am I wrong? Did you feel it?
I felt that. Look at that. How many minutes? Do we have someone have a timer on that?
That was good. That was a six-minute soliloquy there.
6 minutes soliloquy from Shasky. I love that. And yes, you are a Giants homer, and yes, you are a San Francisco homer, and that's why we love you. You're from San Francisco. You tell everyone all the time. We know. That's good. And you are so tapped in on all your sports teams, but there is something different about the Giants as it pertains to you personally, too. You have that connection with you, your family, your brother, your dad, all of it. And that was passed down to you from your father. And you talked about that last week and how important it is. And the fact that they did do that, that trade happened on Father's Day of all days, right? After everything you went through and you've talked about, it's got to feel good seeing all that pompous circumstance yesterday. The city looking vibrant. God, I was on my scooter yesterday just going around the city.
It felt different.
Well, no, it felt warm.
Yeah, well, that too.
It was like it was nice out. That doesn't happen at June 17th of all days, right? It's usually the June gloom. It's cold. It's foggy and all that. And obviously when the sun goes down, it's going to be chilly. But for him to have that moment, a couple moments yesterday, an RBI double, he had a single there late in the game. You thought maybe they could steal that one
exactly.
against one of the top closers in the game. It just felt like a vibe. And Sam was talking about that because Sam Lubin, our producer extraordinaire here, and obviously host of Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys and the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap, he was asking some great questions at the presser yesterday, and we'll get into all of that. You know, he just talked about the vibes from the presser alone, from the media, the players, the organization, the interpreters, the Carlos Ramirez's, everyone was feeling good yesterday. And it was a vibe. Hell, just Rafael Devers, you just saw the smile on his face from ear to ear. Barry Bonds being in the front row of that presser was one of the most genius moves you could have had.
You know who's punching air right now?
Who?
David Ortiz. who said, I tried to reach out to him. David, you were a great player.
The Hall of Famer.
You obviously did something very similar to what Barry did in your career. That's fine. You were a great player, and you're in the Hall of Fame. It's kind of a joke that you're in and Barry's not. But there's levels to real Hall of Famers.
Right.
All right? Barry's unanimous first ballot, or should have been. Like, and you're a Hall of Famer. I'm not saying you're not, but you're nowhere near the overall player that Barry Bonds was. And to see that guy, Rafael Devers, say, just to look at him, I felt great.
I
couldn't believe that.
There's a handful of guys, like, and how old is Rafael Devers? 27, 28? Like, there's a handful of guys for guys that age, around my age, that you look at and are still in awe. Like, Bonds is that guy. And as you said, Ortiz, nice little player. But Barry Bonds, it's him. It's probably Ichiro that I'm looking at. Who else?
Joe.
Right? Like, no, that's like a short list of actual, like, players today that played in my lifetime. Like, A-Rod has that effect on me still. I know he's kind of jumped the shark a little bit with his fame and all that. A-Rod's still one of those guys. Like, so the fact that they placed Barry Bonds, a San Francisco guy, one of the greatest players, if not the greatest hitter of all time.
Born and raised in this region.
Born and raised
up a Giants
this
fan.
Exactly. And I loved whoever asked the question. It might have been Chris Alvarez, friend of the station, friend of the program, ABC News. But like, hey, have you picked Barry Bonds' brain yet, Rafi? Are you going to lean on this guy for help? Because that's one of the greatest players to do that. And the fact that Barry was there, and I saw him signing balls. That felt big time, did it not?
Of course it did.
Like, there is something to be said about, you know, Joe Montana not showing up on some of these things, like occasionally for the 49ers,
I'm still bummed to this day that he didn't show up for the final game at Candlestick. And then threw a flag football game months later.
Exactly.
It's like, come on, Joe.
Like, there's like levels to these things. So the fact that Barry was there, that meant a lot to Rafi Devers.
Joe, look, I'm not here to say that, you know, sports, professional sports teams, or, you know, a baseball game is going to take away the sting from what's going on with the drug and homeless crisis that is really happening in San Francisco.
Yes. Obvious,
I'm not saying it take away, all right? I'm not saying that it's going to, you know, solve the housing crisis or the ridiculous disproportionate cost of living to the wages that we're all making. Like, that's not what I'm saying. But it does take it away for just a little bit, you know, and it makes you feel good and it makes you feel proud about where you're from. And there's a civic pride that's wrapped around this team in this community on a daily basis. And when people are just walking around the area, there is something to be said for the small bars and the businesses and the restaurants buzzing a little. There is something for that. And for this team to just show signs of life and just be kind of good. We don't even need you to be great. Just be kind of good and give me a lineup that I care about. I mean, Joe, yesterday, Jungwoo Lee, Adamas, Devers, Ramos, even Dominic Smith.
Dom.
I'm sitting here going, this lineup feels completely different. When they flipped it over multiple times late in that game, I was like, oh, we got Jungwoo Lee. And then we got Adamas. And you look up and Adamas is on base twice last night, right? And then has a walk and the two hits and a walk. So three times. And then Devers comes up to the plate. I feel like I'm watching somebody.
He almost had three hits. It was a great play from Ciccone.
It was
that first, second inning. Yeah. He just threw him out at first base. It was a great play for him, or else Adamas would have had three, and that batting average would have jumped even higher. He's at 206 now. He's creeping up, Joe. But he's going to be at 210 before you know it.
Couldn't you feel the weight lifted off of his shoulders?
Absolutely.
He felt completely free. Maybe I'm looking too deep into this, but it feels like having one guy in that lineup just takes so much pressure off for everybody. And this is what you're thinking as a pitcher. And I'm watching it last night. Oh my God. I got to throw something good to Adamas here because I don't want to face Devers with someone on base.
Correct.
And he's a lefty and we're going to have to hold that guy on. So you're opening up that area between second and first base. Oh my gosh. I better get Devers out here because I got Ramos behind him and I don't want to have to face him with two guys on base.
Speaking of Ramos, my favorite moments of last night had nothing to do with Rafael Devers or Willie Adamas or Robbie Ray or anything like that. It was the multiple bat flips from those two walks that he had.
Those were great.
Pimping the walk. I love that so much. And shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. We are coming to you live from the Laughing Mug Studios. Laughing Mug, it's righteously brewed here in San Francisco. And by the way, Joe, we have a huge guest coming on today at 8:30.
Who's that?
Johnny freaking Damon. Red Sox legend. Yankees legend, Oakland A's legend for a year, coming on at 8:30, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Want to get his thoughts on Rafael Devers leaving, and also from his perspective, because he did something that was not universally loved. He wasn't traded from the Red Sox, but he did choose the Yankees over the Red Sox once upon a time when it came to leaving a free agency after winning a World Series with the Red Sox. And then what does he do with the Yankees once upon a time? Wins a World Series with them as well. So I want to get his whole thoughts on Devers, the situation there, leaving that fan base, the vitriol, what happened afterwards, all of it. So we'll talk about it with Johnny Damon at 8:30. Plus, on the other side, Joe, we are going to react to some of that post-game presser sound throughout this morning because first impressions are important in life. Whether it's an interview for a job, whether it's, you know, going on a first date, or whether it's getting introduced in front of an entire region, a new sports region for you. Did he nail the first impression? Well, we're going to discuss it on the other side. It's going to be brought to you by Valvoline. From the ballpark to wine country, summer's better when your car's ready to roll. Valvoline Instant Oil Change gets you in and out in about 15 minutes. No appointment needed. For locations and coupons, visit BayAreaOilChange.com. 888-957-9570 is the number to call or text. If you were at the game yesterday, I want to hear from the people who were there. 888-957-9570. Spadoni at Shatsky. It's the Morning Rose, baby. We're rolling 95.7 The Game. Debut in the City Connects.
Oh, man.
These City Connects, I don't think the win-loss record is as good as the last iteration of them.
Just give me 1 minute real quick.
Do you like
when
the purple
he came
gloves?
Out when
like
he came gloves? Out in the hat.
What? The purple gloves real quick. Did you like those? Like Willie Adamas is the purple glove.
Like whatever. But like
Joker.
You're introducing one of your you know famous players of one of the best trades of all time and you're throwing on a hat. I know they're like he is wearing the game day gear that they're supposed to wear that night. Put on the real Giants hat. That's. I mean, we're going to look back and kind of like roll our eyes that he was wearing a City Connect hat originally. And then eventually he took off the City Connect hat and put it on the regular hat. But like, what are we doing? I mean, you have one of the most iconic brands in terms of uniforms of all time. And we're wearing like a City Connect jersey. It's
hell yeah.
Imagine if he had done like the jersey putting on ceremony with the City Connect.
Well, I actually would have respected him more if he said, actually, guys, in honor of the City Connect Day, I would like to do the City Connects.
He wants to connect with the city. What better way?
That's, you know what, Sam? Gosh, you're just so smart. Sam's been on a roll the last 24 hours. He's been crushing it for this station.
I'm going to warn you guys right now. Don't do this. Don't die on this stupid hill, okay?
It's what
just,
hill?
Look,
the Henry Hill?
No, the City Connect Hill. It's just, they're not great, okay?
Let's, I like them.
Okay, you might like them, but... Like, this is a iconic franchise going back 200 years.
It is.
All right? They started in the 1880s. All right? And you have an iconic black and orange look with an iconic classic SF logo and a normal jersey. And they gave him the normal jersey. It's just, I was, like, cringing when he got introduced and they handed him the jersey and he's got the, you know, City Connect hat on. That's all.
Speaking of cringing, Joe... Do you think Red Sox fans everywhere were cringing yesterday at the entire...
The whole thing.
...process?
You know what it reminded me of?
What?
Reminded me of me when I was a Niner fan and T.O. went to the Eagles and the first preseason, like, I might have been the first preseason play. I don't even know. But I remember it was like an 80-yard bomb to T.O. And I was like, oh my God, I hate them. I was so mad. Even though I love T.O.
That's so long ago that, like, starters were actually playing, like, in the preseason games. Like, that doesn't happen. Game one, as you said. That's crazy.
It felt like I was watching T.O. make beautiful love to, you know.
Another person.
Yes. It was awful.
Yeah.
I felt like the guy in Boogie Nights who walks into the driveway.
William H. Macy.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that Boston Red Sox fans were thinking, especially when he started taking ground balls at first base, their head must have been exploding. He made all the right comments for me as a Giants fan yesterday.
And that was a master class of deflection yesterday. I am focused on the future. I'm not talking about the past.
Classy.
It was classy, but also, like, that's what you do in those situations. Mm-hmm. And I love that Buster responded. He's like, I'm loving these answers. Because I was like, it was definitely coached, right? Like, you are coached in those certain situations. You get pulled to the side, whether it's your agent, whether it's the organization, whether it's a combination of both. They're like, hey, man, like, if you don't want to talk about the Boston Red Sox, you don't have to. You can just say, I'm looking forward to the future here. The past is in the past. And that's basically what he did.
Yeah.
And I thought you asked great questions, by the way, Sammy.
We'll get to those.
We will. Yeah.
Before we even get to Devers, the first person to talk was obviously Dave Fleming. He was sort of the master of ceremonies, if you will.
Our friend Dave Fleming, who joined us yesterday on the Rails. Great interview. If you've missed any of that, find it on YouTube or the Odyssey app.
But he threw it to somebody who, you know, was the first person basically telling you who's in charge. It was Buster Posey. And look, yesterday I heard a couple different interviews on the station. We had Keith Law on earlier, and me and him kind of, we didn't even go at it. We just disagree on it. And then I heard Jim Bowden on with, it was Steiny and Goo, and it was a great interview. And Bowden was basically saying, like, no. This is a Posey move. Bowden ran a team. He's a GM. He knows. Not saying that or not collaborating with others when they make these moves. So they throw it to Buster Posey. And Buster just, you know, just reading off the script. But it felt authentic, and it felt like Buster. And I said to myself, I mean, the guy was born to do this job, number one. Number two, the best thing the Giants have ever done, ever, in the last 10 years, is give Buster Posey the keys to the franchise, putting him in the position that he's in. Buster is emotionally intelligent enough to know he's not going to do contracts. That's going to be somebody else. Let somebody else do that stuff. He's emotionally, you know, aware enough to realize, yeah, I'm not going to be scouting low-level prospects in some sort of a transaction.
I love the no-nonsense nature of Buster Posey. It is actually very refreshing. I don't have to hear the little, oh, I just got off at the White House.
He's not worried about winning you over. Yeah. He kind of knows, like, I already have won you over, and my actions are going to speak louder than my words.
I'm a made man, and he speaks like it.
100%. Yeah. He knows what it's like to be a Giant. He knows what it's like to be a member of the San Francisco, Greater Bay Area, Northern California community. And he's one of us, and he's accepted. And I think that he knows what our standards are. We want to be relevant, and we want to win. And so when I heard him talk at the very beginning, I was like, dude, this guy was born to do this job. Born to do this job. Now, we will see how good, great, bad he is. I mean, this could end up being an awful trade in 4 or 5 years. You know, like, time's going to tell. You know, that is definitely an element we just don't know, all right? We will find out. But in terms of a guy sitting at a podium, saying all the right things, and just instant credibility beaming through my television, you couldn't ask for a better representative to run your team than Buster Posey.
888-957-9570. Speaking of Buster Posey, let's hear from the president of baseball operations who spoke yesterday at the Rafael Devers introductory presser. And how did this trade go down, Buster?
Yeah, it's something that has been in the works for 3 or 4 weeks. Zach had conversations with their group, and then eventually myself and Craig Breslow the last week to 10 days. And it was good. It was obviously negotiations. Things are going to go back and forth. I was texting with Craig today, and we're just thanking each other for the candor and the respect that went into this negotiation.
You know, whatever they decided when they brought Buster in, they hit the nail on the head. Less Greg Johnson, more Buster Posey, less Zach. And I'm Zach Manasian. Look,
can we have less mics bleeding my ears?
They needed our guy Tim Jordan to be on set to do remote. To I mean, we all agree there. But no, but I think understanding who should be talking in front of the media is extremely important for an organization. Like after the Dallas Mavericks fiasco, okay, do you really want to hear from Nico? Do you really want to hear from the owner of Dallas? If you're a Dallas fan.
I still don't know how Nico Harrison has a job, but that's my point right there.
Right? Yeah. Like when something goes bad with the Niners, wouldn't you rather hear from John Lynch than Jed York?
Yeah.
Okay? When something was going bad with the Warriors, as much as we all love Joe Lacob, you wanted to hear from Bob Myers. Like, there was the way he presented things at a dais, at a podium, at, in front of televisions and cameras and phones and everything like that, and microphones. Like, you want to have that credibility seep through. And I think Buster has it. And the fact that it was primarily Buster, and then they threw it to Zach, and Zach's like, hey, this is a Buster deal. Even though we all know Zach was involved in it. Like, they nailed this. They nailed how to break it down in front of the fan base. And right now, their credibility couldn't be higher.
888-957-9570. Again, I want to hear from the people that were there yesterday. It felt like a vibe at the ballpark. Like, something's happening at Oracle Park. Something special, potentially. Now, the loss yesterday stings on top of it. You would like to have a win in Devers' debut, absolutely. And you are in a three-game losing streak. So, yeah, like, that's all great. That happened. Now we got to turn the page. Now we got to start winning some freaking games because the Boston Red Sox are coming over this weekend. And the Boston Red Sox have won 6 of their last 7 games. Their 6-game losing streak was snapped yesterday. But they're coming in potentially hot, too. And we're going to be talking to Johnny Damon, former Red Sox, at 8:30 about this move as well. But, Joe, check this out. This is pretty crazy. Today, we will be giving you a chance to go see Caitlin Clark.
Who got into it yesterday.
Oh, she did. And her teammates were backing her up yesterday. Man, I appreciated it. The jealousy around the WNBA for Caitlin Clark is insane, by the way. She is the reason everyone cares about that sport right now. And you're just going to keep poking her in the eye and shoving her down? All right. Good luck. That's all I'm going to say. Good luck.
Yesterday, before the Giants game started, I had multi-view Valkyries on one side and the Indiana Fever on the other. LJ was loving it.
So there you go. So, again, we're going to give you a chance to go see Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever take on the Valkyries at Chase Center tomorrow. Just lock into the roast between 7:30 and 7:45 today. And then at 7:50, when you hear this sounder, we're going to be playing Know the Show, which means you'll need to call in and answer a question about what happened on the show between 7:30 and 7:45 in order to win the tickets. So Shasky and I, we're going to be talking about something between 7:30 and 7:45. You're going to ask a question, call in 7:50 when you hear that sounder. And if you answer it correctly, you're going to win tickets to see Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever take on the Valkyries at Chase Center tomorrow. You can also get tickets at valkyries.com. What's coming up with the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Let's hear from the man himself. Well, it'll be through a translator, but Rafael Devers, who spoke to the media yesterday. Spadoni and Chasky's The Morning Roast, 95.7 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Heard there, Kwan's got a really good arm. I think he would have been out. I don't know. Matt Williams.
If you get thrown out at home to end that game, I think people are going crazy.
It's like sneakily.
Plus, you got to remember that there was a play at the plate in the half inning prior where Ramos threw someone out at home.
It was a great throw.
Yes. And it got challenged and it overturned where the leg just ever so slightly came up before it landed on home plate. So I think that that factors into it. I think the fact that Casey got thrown out in the eighth inning, I think the fact that Ramos threw someone out in the top of the ninth, that has to be seeped into your head as a third base coach.
That's got to be.
And as Jung-Hoo Lee.
I understand, like, offensive and defensive coordinators in football, it's a very difficult position. You get, like, if you get judged by that, you can get a head coaching job very quickly. But for my money, when it comes to, like, actual pressure in games, I don't think we talk enough about the third base coach.
No doubt.
Like, that is, like, you have a legit responsibility on the field. Like, you are dictating, like, plays in games at a very crucial stage and points in said games.
Well,
right?
The other part
we don't
of
talk
that,
about that enough is what I'm saying.
I'm 100% with you. I think another aspect that definitely goes into it is, had Kwan been flat-footed or backpedaling as he's catching it,
right,
I think you do send him. The fact that he's kind of coming in and gets his momentum going for the crow hop to make the throw makes it just gives him way more momentum and more oomph and more mustard on that throw.
You guys want to hear what Bob Melvin had to say about that?
I actually do.
Give it to and you. The right call not to send on the Dom Smith fly ball in the ninth.
It's really shallow. Yeah.
And I'm telling you, the way...
Thanks, Bob.
The way
he sounded so just dejected right there. It was a tough loss.
Well, you had multiple opportunities to get a big knock, and it felt like you can't get it.
Yeah.
You know, like, for example...
By the way, the catching position, oh, my God.
Well, I mean, you're down to your backup. You know, where are you, Tom Murphy?
Well, again, this is like...
It was a joke.
No, it's great that, you know, the Devers...
No, we're down that we're missing Tom Murphy.
No, and when we're talking about this lineup, guys, like, it's great that we have... You know, Jung-Hoo Lee, Ramos, Adames, Devers, right? Hell, Dom Smith was an RBI yesterday, right? You're going to get Chapman back. It's great that you have that collection of, like, players you can rely on going forward. Maybe not as much Dom Smith, but those other guys I mentioned, Wilmer Flores getting a pinch hit yesterday. But, like, it exacerbates and it, you know, it puts a microscope on all those other guys, others, if you will.
Yaz, like, had three hits last night.
He did. I don't consider Yaz one of the others, though. I don't. Like, he's had a stretch there where it wasn't very good, but he started off the season pretty solid for the most part. He was clutch. He was getting some power bat hits. But that catching position and the second base right now is just killing him.
I mean,
it's just
look,
killing him. Right
I'm
now.
Not I'm not going to cape up for anybody. Like, Tyler Fitzgerald offensively has not been it.
No.
Christian Koss offensively has not been it.
No.
But they're pretty good at seven other spots now that they've shored up first base, right?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, for as much as we're going to talk about, and that's what the overall thing is, we can rely on guys every single day now. It's not going to be platoon. It's not going to be players to be named later. Jung-Hoo Lee, Adamas, Devers, Ramos, you know, Yaz, if you will, Chapman when he comes back. It's awesome. That's great. It's just when things get tight and you're relying on those other guys late, that's when it gets highlighted even more. And Schmidt at the plate, he's had some big knocks. He had a grand slam over the weekend. I'm not saying Casey Schmidt's been awful. He did have a hit yesterday. But it gets, you know, highlighted a little bit more in those high-pressure, high-leverage situations. And Emmanuel Classe was probably relieved towards the end there when he can go up against a guy like Casey Schmidt instead of Devers again, right? Or an Adamas, right? So who, it just is what it is.
So who's the number one team offensively in baseball, Joe?
Dodgers, I would assume.
Yeah, who's number two?
Oh God, Yankees.
Yep.
Okay.
And the Yankees. And the Yankees in particular have been shut out three straight games in a row.
Yeah.
Right.
It
so
happens.
You're going to have lulls and stuff. And I just look at their lineup, and they've got Austin Wells, who's one of their catchers, played 60 games. He's batting 217. Now he has 11 jacks, which the Giants would die.
217 on this Giants team would might as well be like 270 if it was from.
No, it'd be like 350.
Yeah, you would kill for
it'd
that.
It'd be like
right
350.
Now. Yeah.
But my point is that you're going to have holes in your lineup no matter where you are or who you are as a team. And so it's just it's difficult to have nine sluggers simultaneously.
I'm just saying, I'm bringing that up. You know, just you made a big move for Devers. Who's to say you can't make another big move?
Oh, I don't think they're done.
Or another move. Like Sam brought up a name before the show, which you should be familiar here in the Bay Area. Sean Murphy is a guy that's 30 years old. The Braves are going nowhere fast. He's got a couple years left on his deal. It's not like it's like $15 million a year, so about $45 million the next couple years. Not that much money. The guy's got pop. He's got 10 home runs this season. He's batting 220, like really good defensive catcher. It's just to keep a name out there. I have a lot of faith in this front office and Buster Posey and all these guys. And when I heard Greg Johnson, the chairman of the Giants, the guy that's you know basically the owner right now, pocketbook, writing all these checks, like, they're not going to get another $100 million player, but who's to say they can't get another like $50 million player or below that, right? Like, I'm just keeping it out there. Just keeping it out there.
No, I'm with you on that. I just think that they're not done dealing, and this is the beauty of making the deal when they did is they get all of June to kind of figure it out and see what else you need, and then you get the majority of July. And so now you have more time to kind of figure out what your team is currently and what other needs that you have. Had they waited until, you know, the trade deadline, was it July 31st or July 30th this year?
Something like that, yeah.
Had you waited until the very end, I mean, this is all you got, right? And so now they've got opportunities to shore things up.
It is July 31st, 3 o'clock Pacific.
There you go.
6 o'clock Eastern, the MLB trade deadline. So we're a little more than a month away from that. And by the way, this segment is brought to you by Golden State. Serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. And again, be listening today, 7:30 and 7:45. Between that time, we're playing Know the Show. All right? You're going to have an opportunity to win a pair of tickets to see Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever take on your Golden State Valkyries tomorrow at Chase Center. Caitlin Clark is one of the biggest names in all of sports right now. It is appointment viewing in person on the television, but you'd much rather be there in person to experience that. All right? So be listening 7:30 and 7:45 when you hear this sounder. And that's going to be around 7:50. Again, Know the Show. You're going to need to call in, answer a question about what happened on the show between 7:30 and 7:45 in order to win the tickets. First caller to call in with the answer wins. You can also get tickets at valkyries.com, Joe Shasky.
I think, you know, we could obsess about the catching spot and second base. Jungle Lee's got to play better. You know, he's your leadoff right now. And this is a guy that batted 324 in April, got off to just a really great start. And since then, 231 in May, 208 in June. It's gotten worse. I was looking at it the last week or so. You know, last 30 games, batting 237. This last week, 172. So I think he's in a little funk right now. But as he's kind of gone into a funk, Adamas has kind of picked it up. Yaz has kind of picked it up. You're never going to have all these guys humming simultaneously. That's not how ball works.
No.
And so they need some guys that have been kind of cold here, whether it's the catching spot, whether it's second base, Jung-Hoo Lee. They need some of these guys to kind of pick it up. And you got to assume that Dom Smith's going to cool off at some point.
Right, and you can't be relying on the Donsons. Just like we're not really relying on Wilmer Flores of the world, who's been your best hitter, probably top to bottom, from the start of this season. But again, pinch hitting yesterday, I'm not expecting Wilmer to be that dude all season long, and that's going to be another combination, right? This Rubik's Cube puzzle of a lineup that Bob Melvin and the brain trust that is the Giants are going to have to figure out down the line, especially when Matt Chapman does indeed come back. Do you want to hear from Rafi Devers?
I do.
Speaking to the media yesterday?
What a day yesterday.
Here's Rafael Devers, through a translator, I should say, talking about what he likes about the Giants organization. Let's take a listen.
I love the welcome that I got by my teammates. I feel really good. That really motivates me. And everybody that I have talked to so far, they always talk about winning, winning, winning. So that's an added motivation for myself.
Erwin Higueros. Correct? As I'm pronouncing that correctly? There you go. All right.
It sure sounds like he's got some friends already on the team, which I think is extremely important. Camilo and Willie Adames played with him on the Dominican Republic team of the World Baseball Classic. That doesn't mean they're best friends. That doesn't mean they're the closest of close. But it does sound like Willie and him have some sort of a good relationship.
Exactly. It's like two of us being from, like, America, right? Doesn't mean we're homies, right?
No.
It just doesn't. It's like you could be from California. Someone else could be, like, Jonathan Papelbon from Louisiana. It's different. It doesn't always make the same thing.
But it does sound like they're buds.
It does. And the fact that they, again, speak the same language, that does help in this regard. Not to say, like, obviously the Giants have so many different Latin organizations. We have one of the best when it comes to our Spanish broadcast. We have some of the best in the business. And again, that was Erwin Higueros, the Spanish translator for the Giants.
There is something, though, Joe, about, you know, the Giants have always had a rich history of Latin American players.
They asked him about that yesterday when it came to Juan Marichal.
We were the first team to have a full Latin outfield with the Alou brothers all in the outfield simultaneously at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously the Baby Bull, Orlando Cepeda, Juan Marichal. I mean, there's a variety of guys if you go through the years. I mean, we had Felipe Alou manage the team at one point. They've had a rich history, which is really connected with this region. And I think that's, you know, we were talking last week about Fernando Mania and why that really connects with the Dodger fan base. I do think that this guy's going to connect with the Bay Area. And I just think that he was so happy yesterday, and he said all the right things, and the vibes just felt so good.
I do think it is important, because we've talked about so long on this team, whether it was you or Bonte, you or I, but the fact that it feels like a melting pot of a lineup when it comes to different cultures and backgrounds.
I agree.
I do think that's important.
I agree.
When you're in San Francisco, that might not be the end-all be-all in a place like, I don't know, like Kansas City for the Royals. But in San Francisco, I do think that's important. When you talk about the fan base that is the San Francisco Giants and the Bay Area at large, it's very diverse. Yeah. We have a lot of diversity here. So when I see a Korean player and Jung-Hoo Lee leading things off, it's pretty freaking cool, right? If I'm an Asian American, or if I'm an immigrant here, or if I'm just, you know, working here, and I have an Asian background, like, that gravitates me if I'm a young kid, right?
And clearly the fans have gravitated toward him.
Exactly.
The amount of Jung-Hoo Lee jerseys is kind of surprising.
Willie Adames, Spanish-speaking, from the Dominican Republic.
Got a hell of a smile. Devers,
hell of a smile.
Elliot Ramos. And he feels like, man, I feel like he's turning it around. Keep going.
Right, Elliot Ramos. Puerto Rico, I want to say, Elliot Ramos. So, again, like, you keep going up and down. Adam Smith, a guy who's African-American, right? Those things matter. We talked about it all the time. So, yeah, I don't think we talk about it enough in that regard. And something just to look forward to, as we're talking about vibes shifting and changing around Oracle Park, and one of the best fan bases in the game.
So Sam Lubman went to the our producer here at 95.7 The Game, who does a lot of stuff on Giants.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.